The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short lecture by Hujjatul Islam, Sayyid Muhammad Rezvi.
Brothers and sisters in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May Ramadan be Mubarak to all of you. It's indeed always a pleasure to, coming to the program of the month of Ramadan. I thought maybe it's important to just go through the major part of the ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the fasting of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He just said, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Counted numbers of days of fasting. This is where now he explains. Those days of the fasting are basically, that is the month of Ramadan, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, in which the Quran was revealed, هُدًى للناس. And what is Quran? Three descriptions have been given there. One, it's هُدًى للناس. It is guidance for the people. Number two, وَبَيِّنَاتُ مِنَ الْهُدَىٰ, it is clear indication of what is the right path. وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and this is the book which will distinguish what is right and what is wrong. Unfortunately, these days people say, let us look at the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and this and that. For us, the most important document in our life is the Quran. That is number one. Even if that universal declaration goes against the teaching of the Quran, we have to prefer the Quran over anything else. And so this whole tradition that we have of reciting the Quran, that's what I wanted to link with some of the rituals that we have, that reciting the Quran has been emphasized. This is not just a cultural issue. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ties in the fasting of the month of Ramadan and the month of Ramadan with the process of revelation of the Quran. Of course, there are two forms of revelation. We had talked about it before, Inzal and Tanzil. This is Inzal on the heart of the Prophet himself, which used to happen every year. That is different from this gradual revelation of the Quran in 22 years and few months, which started in the cave of Hira and ended with the wafat of the Prophet. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلَيَصُمُهُ. Whoever comes to know. Here shahada does not necessarily mean visually sighting something. It means once you come to know that the month of Ramadan is there, then you have to fast in it. And then as if emphasizing this point, which came earlier, فَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. But whoever is marid or, he's a musafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says then he is to fast a number of days later on, after the month of Ramadan. And he ends by these words, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرُ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرُ. This concession that he has given to us because he desires things to be easy for you and not that hard. And so when he gives a concession, it is our duty to accept it without any arguments. وَلَتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا حَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. This refers actually to وَتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, and complete the numbers of the fasting. Many times you will see when the, especially in Arabic, when they use Arabic terms, they say, the moon was not sighted on the 29th, so we'll do ikmalul iddah. That word ikmalul iddah comes from this, that you complete the term of 30 days of that month. And so this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, once you have done that, Then you do the takbir, you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where this we have this tradition, recommendation that on the eve of Eid, and on the day of Eid, and 2 days there, we do the takbirat with our namaz, daily namaz also. This brings you to another ayat after that, which is again one more tradition of the communities that we have in the month of Ramadan, and that is reciting the du'as. Alhamdulillah, in the madhab of Ahlul Bayt, we have a very rich literature of du'a from the imams of Ahlul Bayt, and we recite those du'as, especially during this month. And this is where this is where we see that even that tradition of reciting du'as is not a cultural thing, it is actually a religious thing, coming from this ayat. This ayat could have been there in any part of the Quran, but bringing this right in the middle of the ayat dealing with the fasting of Ramadan shows that there is a link between Ramadan and du'a, where the question is, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, that when my servants ask you about me, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to his prophet. What would be the response? And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to them, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I'm very near to you. You know, there's an ayat in the Quran where he says, I am closer to you than حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, closer than your jugular vein. There is no, he's not far away. It is we, because of our own disobedience, move away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. Ujibu da'wat al-da'i za da'ani. He says, you know, I respond and answer the prayer of the supplicant when they call me. Falyastajibu. Of course, in return, Allah wants us to, you know, respond to his call. So you respond to me and believe in me and trust in me in my decision. Sometimes you want quite a lot and I don't give you the way. Them as much as you want. Allah says, when are you umminu bi? Believe in me, trust in me, what is good for you is what I'm going to give to you. And this is where I would like to then move on to. Of course, there are other ayat after that, I just left it for some other time, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the ruling regarding intimate relationship during the days of the month of Ramadan, the prohibition and the permission. And then he ends with the issue that eat and drink until the dawn becomes distinguished to you. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ الْخَيْطُ الْعَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْأَسْوَدِ. And then he says, وَعَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ, and complete your fast till night time. And so this concept of fasting from dawn to dusk or till night, this is there, Nas-i Qur'an. Anybody tells you these are all, you know, not essential issues for salat, for fasting, it is there in the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how you begin and this is how you end. So there are no shortcuts, no 16-hour fasting. You know, it is from dawn to Maghrib time.
Ramadan, Ramadan. holy month, Ramadan. Welcome, Ramadan.